Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, and we hope to you'll be engaged, entertained, and educated here at our show. We welcome you, and we want to connect you with the credit you want and deserve for your home, your business, your personal life. Our format is going to be packed with content and fun, easy way to understand. Remember Aesop's Fables and the Tortoise and the Hare? There was a huge lesson in that, but it was easy to understand, and we all remember that story and all the lessons taught therein. Very easy, and so we'll use the same real examples and stories to help you provide understanding and make it fun. You're encouraged to send me email with your questions or scenarios from our website at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. It's a great new website, and you can go right to there with contact us. Give us your comments, questions, and scenarios, and we'll go over those on the next show. Each week, we talk about getting the credit you deserve, not just getting the credit you deserve, but how to get it at the best price. Whether you're extending credit or wanting credit, we'll talk about the different options that are available to you. We're going to pull back the curtain with lenders and banks and give you an inside scoop on credit options. You know, all my years of underwriting and originating loans and putting together credit, equities, all these different ways of financing an opportunity, whether it be a home or a business, we're going to pull back the curtain and show you how and where people are looking, what's important in the features, and really what's your story. That's also just as important, the story that you bring and the vision that you have for that enterprise. We'll discuss, like I said, we'll be discussing residential loans, business lines of credit and facilities, personal credit and debt versus equity, and then also the risk management of debt and opportunities in this space. So what I'm looking to do is give you a little background on myself. And I'm David Brown, and I'm a native here of California. I've grown up in a small farming town in Tulare County. Don't know if anybody knows where Tarabella is, but a little town called Tarabella, which means beautiful land. And I farmed there for part of a farming family. I'm one of eight. So there's I can tell you we've done with and without in many different times. But a lot of fun in growing up on a farm. I'll give you that. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, having started with a paper route and then doing sharecrop farming, where I farmed over 640 acres of land in the San Joaquin Valley. Doing that, I earned an FFA American Farmer Award and earned my own way through college at Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. Became a real estate agent back in 19, well, I'll just leave it 19-something, okay? It was a long time ago. Don't need to get too familiar, but back in the day, I ended up doing agricultural properties, selling those, doing acquisitions and syndications. And then after I left Cal Poly, I ended up doing syndication work and acquisitions for a small investment company in Santa Barbara, where we bought apartments and commercial properties in the Tri-Counties area, Tri-Counties being Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, and Kern County. Then after that, I went to Los Angeles and worked for a SEC investment firm doing their acquisitions, and it was just a larger job than the one I had in Santa Barbara, but we were buying properties throughout the Sun Belt area. So instead of being local, I was on an airplane 2 weeks out of every month buying and securing real estate on their behalf and on behalf of their investors. That allowed me to complete my MBA from Pepperdine University. And then I started doing some consulting to some large corporate and international brands, large banks and large institutions. You'd recognize some of the names like Sunkist and Del Webb would be an example. And then I also had the opportunity of being a receiver for the Superior Court. What that means is there was a company that was taking investment but went belly up. And so the Superior Court gave them a cease and desist order, and my team and I went in to try and right the ship, if you will. They ended up filing criminal charges against those folks, but we did our best to make the investors as whole as possible through our receivership. I've also been a consultant to the RTC, and in those days, the RTC was the Resolution Trust Corporation, a quasi-government feature that corrected the savings and loan debacle, if you have a memory of that, or if you're old enough to know that scenario. Then I moved back to Santa Barbara County. I had a young family and wanted to start a finance company offering mortgages, SBA financing, and other capital resources. So I moved to Santa Barbara County with my young family, and I started the lending with GMAC Mortgage. I don't know if you remember them. They're no longer still in the business. We all know GM, but their finance company was dissolved. And then I worked for Santa Barbara Bank and Trust, and then Residential Mortgage, and now High Tech Lending. So I've been doing this for quite some time, and I've financed hundreds and hundreds of properties, many, many companies and individuals, helping them get credit and be the destiny. Creating their own destiny with their endeavors. I'm happily married to my best friend, Karen. I have 6 adult children and 2 grandchildren. So that's it for me. I'll tell you a little bit more and give you some kudos and personal stuff along the way, just so you know who I am and what I've got going here. But I wanted to bring to your attention some current events that affect our credit and choices that we make. First of all, the tax reform bill that was recently signed, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed and signed by President just this end of the year, right before Christmas. It was our Christmas present from him, so he said. Anyway, there's a lot of concern there as to the mortgage interest rate deduction and what's available and what I can do. So I wanted to share with you that the mortgage interest deduction, the limitation starts April 1st, 2018, and it moves the limitation from $1 million loan to $750,000 amount. So it's a reduction of $250,000. You can still deduct your mortgage. This is only for mortgages after the April 1st date. So everything remains the same prior to April 1st, 2018 on your mortgage up to that $1 million threshold. After April 1st, and why they pick April 1st, I have no idea. It sounds like April Fools, but there you have it. That's what they do at the government level. But April 1st, remember any new mortgages after that date, the interest rate deduction will be $750,000. Now, that's not to say you can't get an $800,000 or $850,000 mortgage, but your deductions for that mortgage will be maximized at the $750,000 level. So the additional $150,000 or whatever is above that won't be deductible on your personal tax return. Second, if you have an equity line on your home, the interest on that will no longer be deductible after December 31st, 2018. They're going to repeal that, and so any future home equity lines will not be deductible if you make them now. They're going to grandfather the ones that you have till December 31st of this year. Now, the caveat to that, or the exemption, is if you have an equity line that is used for the purchase, so it's a purchase money loan instead of a personal loan, and so if you acquire a property and have that equity line, you can still deduct that mortgage interest, and again, assuming it's less than the $750,000 maximum combined for both the first and the second trust deed or the HELOC. State taxes and property taxes, the deductions are limited to $10,000 for a married filer. So if you own property with your wife or another individual and you file jointly, you're going to be maximized or capped at $10,000 for state and property taxes on your return. That means that if your property tax bill is $10,000 and you paid tax of $3,000 on the purchase of a new car, you're only going to get a $10,000 deduction. So even though you have taxes paid of $14,000 or $13,000, your maximum exemption for state and local taxes is $10,000. And that's why California was trying to fight that, because we're considered a high-taxed state. Further, alimony will not be deductible after December 31st, 2018. So I highly recommend therapy or, marriage counseling. You're not going to be able to deduct that alimony. So it might be worthwhile to pay a few more dollars to your therapist. Estate tax exclusion increased from $5 million to $10 million. So, and this goes through, I think it's 2026 is, so if your heirs die and there's a $10 million estate, no tax. If it's more than $10 million, be prepared to make a couple of checks for the estate tax, but $10 million should go quite a ways for most estates. So that's it pretty much for the taxes as how it relates and fits in with credit and real estate. And that just about wraps it up for the Tax Reform Act that just was passed. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick profit margin break here for our next segment, which is going to have to deal with the new mortgage limitations for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Next, I wanted to bring to your attention the limits for loans for mortgages. Your Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, every year they come up with new loan limits that they try to fit in with the current market. And the loan limits for this year for Santa Barbara County for a conforming Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan is $453,100. Now, that's up from last year's $424,100. So a conforming loan is usually the lowest cost, biggest widget, pure vanilla type of loan that you can get. And it's a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac backed instrument. So anyway, that's for the conforming amount. Now they have a high balance, $453,100, up from $424,100. And that's the conforming loan balance limit for the county. The conforming high balance is the same as it was last year, $624,500. Now, what's the difference between the conforming versus the high balance conforming? It's really nothing more than the dollar amounts that you borrow. They're still both underwritten and sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. And the high balance loans typically have about a quarter, an eighth to three-eighths percent higher interest rate. But it allows for higher loan amounts. And there are some other nuances with that, but it's a loan for, actually, I find that most county properties fit in that high balance category. The loan to values are pretty much the same, and the guidelines are fairly much equivalent to each other. Just one's a higher balance than the other. And once you go over that, think of money being priced in tiers. So for the first tier, up to $453,100, that's going to be your best rate. Then you go above that to the conforming, the high balance conforming, and you're going to pay just a little bit more in interest rate, up to the $624,500 for the county. Above that would be considered a jumbo loan for Santa Barbara County. FHA, on the other hand, is government insured, and the loan limit for Santa Barbara County is $653,200, which is above the conforming Fannie Mae amount. So you may want to look into that as an alternative if you need that additional $30,000 on top. FHA HECM limits, however, HECM is a acronym for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, which we all know as a reverse mortgage. The limits for 2018 for that in the county of Santa Barbara is $679,650. So anyway, those are the statistics and things going on in current markets and how they're changing. So let's go to the part where I say, show me the money. Let's get to the heart of the show and where we're going with this and how we're going to connect you to credit. I get asked about reverse mortgages all the time. And the most common myth that the lender will get the title and equity to my home if I put on a reverse mortgage. Boys and girls, this is emphatically false. You can take out a reverse mortgage and the lender is not going to take away your property or be automatically entitled to your equity in the property. There's only three ways with a reverse mortgage where the loan even comes due or could be foreclosed upon. And keep in mind, one of these is significantly different than a forward mortgage. First, you can lose the property if you don't pay your property taxes or insurance. And that's true with a forward mortgage also. You have to pay your property taxes and keep it insured so long there's a mortgage in place. Number two, if you let the property go into disrepair or neglect, you could lose the property. So keep the roof watertight. Keep the property painted. Keep the maintenance up and you'll be fine. No problems. And that's true with a forward mortgage as well. Number three, If you no longer live in the home as your primary residence, so if you move away, you cannot use the home as a future rental and still have a reverse mortgage in place. So that's what you, those are the three ways that you could possibly lose the home. But even if you were to lose the home, whether it be foreclosure, you paid off the loan, you're still entitled to any equity that is left in the property at the time of sale. So when you do pay off the reverse mortgage, any and all remaining equity belongs to the borrower or their estate. So the only difference here is that with a forward mortgage, if you quit making payments, you're going to lose the property. That is not a feature with a reverse mortgage because they don't believe that you'll ever make a payment. So it's a flexible payment plan. If you make a payment, great, but you don't have to. And so you won't lose the property for lack of payments on a reverse mortgage. So why would you consider a reverse mortgage? Simply, not many seniors on a fixed income will qualify for a forward mortgage or typical residential loan with the current lending guidelines. The ratios required for your income versus debt, the fact that you're on a fixed income, usually a pension, maybe some Social Security, these limits your entire ability to borrow because the lender's going to look at a ratio of debt to income. And let's face it, if you're on a fixed income or you're pulling from an IRA or something along those lines, you're only going to pull out what you need. And why do you do that? Because you're going to pay taxes on every dollar that you pull out that you don't need. So you're only going to pay your payments and your necessities and call that your income. Well, that skews the ability to borrow because now you've limited your income. And so I look at your tax return and it says, okay, you pulled out $20,000 for the year for what you needed. But $20,000 a year might only afford a $40,000 loan, not nearly enough for what you need. And so that's why many people on fixed income that are seniors do not qualify for a forward mortgage. And so a reverse mortgage is a great option for them. With a forward mortgage, the current lending guidelines, I say, will be impotent to your concerns and getting that loan that you want. It only gets worse if you become a widow or widower as well, because now your income's cut in half and trying to refinance or go to a new location and get a mortgage is very difficult. So a lot of people are getting reverse mortgages in their senior years, not only for the existing home, but if they're downsizing and want to buy another home in the future, they can sell their home and not have to use all the capital for the new or replacement home. They can borrow another 50% or so on a reverse mortgage and still not have any payments on that property. So that's a good feature. And now what I've seen, a lot of problems that people have had, predominantly seniors, they have home equity lines that are coming due and the banks are not renewing. So be careful about that, but opportunity for them is a reverse mortgage. So let me tell you a specific story about John. John had a small home equity line of credit. The loan on the property was with a local bank, and it was in a first position, so he didn't have another loan on it, just the equity line. But the bank wouldn't renew it. They wouldn't renew it because of his income. They wouldn't renew it because they had changed hands. The particular bank was now not just a local bank, but a large conglomerate. And John wanted to make some repairs to his property, increase his liquidity. He needed daily in-home care and had more medical expenses. And his pension and his Social Security just didn't stretch far enough to cover all those needs. So He went to the bank for a new equity loan, but they said no. We ended up putting together, John, a reverse mortgage, and it worked out very well for him. He was able to increase his cash position, had some monies, and then he was able to draw on that equity in the home as he needed it for his own health care and caregiving concerns. And he also was able, you know, sorry to tell you, John's gone on now, but he was able to work on quite a few bucket list items with that opportunity in the reverse mortgage as well. And when he passed, the loan came due, and I worked with his heirs in the estate, and we sold the property, and because the heirs were not going to come back to that particular home. So we sold it, and they received the balance of all the equity, and things are perfect for them as well. So if you couldn't tell, I am a fan of reverse mortgages. We'll discuss these opportunities and risk with the product in future shows as well. In the meantime, I'd like you to visit my website, reloans.com. There's a opportunity, a little click there for a free booklet on reverse mortgages, should you have any questions in the meantime. Also, feel free to send me your questions or scenarios about extending credit or getting credit at my website, reloans.com. And we'll go into more detail about maybe you have a property that you're going to sell and you want to extend credit or be a seller carry and carry a note back on it. We'll discuss risk management for that, as well as opportunities that might create. So, in essence, check in with us next week for with examples and here at the Credit Connection. And we'll look forward to seeing you then. We're here at the Credit Connection. We do the work and you get the credit. Thanks so much. We'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.